The mortars started coming in more regularly over the next 3 days, and the ARVN patrol started staying out shorter and shorter times. We didn't go out for almost a week, but when I saw Captain Stewart talking to Gearhart, I figured something was up. I was right. We were headed for another patrol. The patrol turned out to be a company-sized sweep. We were supposed to take off at 1000 hours. At 0930 hours, three Hueys escorted by two Spookies, huge C-47 gunships, came in. It was the rest of our outfit. Lobel wrote a long letter to his father, telling him that he was sorry about joining the army. He put it in his gear at the hooch before he went on the sweep. "You really sorry?" I asked. He shrugged, and I dropped it. I wondered how my father would take it if I got killed. I told myself that I didn't care. The more I thought of it as we waited to load up, the more I began to understand how Lobel felt. Having people care about you was probably the only thing that made any of it right. Having them not care made your whole life wrong. The company hit the landing zone at 11:17 hours. Some squads from 2nd Platoon went in first. They didn't get any fire, but they looked confused on the ground. We soon got the word that there were punji sticks in the tall grass we were jumping down into. They were sharpened sticks stuck into the ground or in pits. Usually they were covered with shit, either human shit or animal shit, so when they stuck you, you got infected. No one in our squad hit the punji sticks as we landed, and we started moving out toward the wood line. There was no resistance. We got into the wood line and formed a skirmish line. Monocle spotted a mine symbol. He called Gearhart over and showed it to him. There were three leaves rolled into the shape of a triangle at the base of a tree. We looked around for the mine but didn't see one. Then Johnson found it. It was one of our sea ration cans rigged to a limb that you would have to push out of your way if you were over 6 feet tall. Monocle blew the mine, and we went on.
"Look for shells, burnt leaves, anything that says Charlie's been here," Captain Stewart said.
"We found the damn mine," Pee-wee muttered to me. "The tooth fairy didn't leave that sucker."
The wood led up a hill, and the grass was getting taller. I hated it. You couldn't see through the grass, and you were scared shit of stepping on a mine.
"Keep your distance! Keep your distance!" Gearhart.
We were going uphill. You had to lean forward and sometimes catch at brushes with your hands. You didn't want to touch anything that you didn't have to, or pull anything. I went through a brush and nearly had a heart attack when the thick branches hooked my M16 and jerked it out of my hand. I turned and saw Pee-wee. He disentangled my piece and handed it to me. He smiled. We got a quarter of the way up the hill when a guy in the next squad called out.
"What is it?" Stewart called to him.
"Looks like a spider hole."
It was a corporal, tall, sleeves rolled up, tattooed arms. Stewart stopped the company and a couple of men approached the hole. A spider hole is a hole dug in the ground that's big enough for one man, sometimes two. But sometimes they're disguised and there's a tunnel entrance in back of them. The corporal fired a few rounds into the hole and then looked in.
"Empty," he said.
"Look around for more," Stewart called out,
"and be alert."